Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookey at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we will unlock the book Why We Buy, The Science of Shopping. Once you hear the title Why We Buy, you may immediately think to yourself and ask, well, why indeed do I buy things? Of course, it's just because I want to buy something. In fact, there is much to learn about shopping. Researchers have studied the shopping habits and psychology of consumers for some time, and have developed a science that analyzes shopping. First, let us tell you something interesting. At America's retailer Walmart, diapers and beer are sold together. Some of you might be wondering, aren't all products in supermarkets neatly sorted? Why put diapers and beer together? This is a strange categorization. Actually, however, this odd arrangement has led to a significant increase in the sale of both diapers and beer. Why? In the United States, some women usually take care of their children at home, and often call their husbands to buy diapers for the kids when coming home from work. And often enough, men will buy a beer they like in the midst of buying diapers. Walmart learned of this phenomenon and so made adjustments to the layout of its goods, and subsequently profited as a result of this. But how did supermarkets find business opportunities like putting beer and diapers together when looking at a vast amount of chaotic data? Paco Underhill, the author of Why We Buy, gives us the answer. Starting from looking at real life and common shopping experiences, Underhill acutely analyzed the science of shopping seen behind these cases. This book provides an in-depth analysis of consumers' shopping psychology and motivation. Furthermore, it studies the interaction between consumers and the sales environment, and describes how retailers and marketers use various strategies to keep customers and increase sales. This book acts like a Bible for retailers and is popular worldwide. Paco Underhill, known as the Sherlock Holmes for retailers, is the founder of the famous American research and consulting firm Envirocell, and an expert in consumer behavior research. He has a well-known theory that explains how the loyalty of women is behind the success of shopping malls. If you look at the purchasing power of female consumers, you will find Underhill's theory to be true. Of course, his research and insights on consumers go far beyond this fact. He has been working on follow-up observations and data analysis of shoppers for more than 20 years. As such, he has an in-depth understanding of people's shopping habits and psychology, as well as the shopping characteristics of various groups. In addition, he has become a marketing advisor for many well-known companies. Next, we will unlock this book into three parts. Part 1. What are the differences between various groups' shopping habits? Part 2. What factors influence consumers' shopping desire? Part 3. What sales techniques can retailers use? People of different genders and ages exhibit different shopping habits. Women like to carefully choose whatever they buy, men prefer to shop with purpose, and parents are more willing to spend money on their children. Although children don't have direct purchasing power, they cannot be ignored. As for the elderly, they pay more attention to their health problems, which is reflected in their shopping behaviors. Next, we will explain the shopping habits of these groups one by one. Men value quick decision-making and aims to buy practical goods. Studies have found that men are much faster than women when passing through shopping malls and rarely look around. When male customers walk into a mall, many of them just go straight to the shelves, find the goods they need, and pay without thinking. Only 72% of men will look at the price tag, which is lower than the 86% figure seen in women. In most cases, men rarely pay attention to goods that they have no intention of buying. Moreover, they neither like to ask questions nor ask for help when looking for products, but wish to get first-hand information from text descriptions and promotional videos. If a man can't find what he wants after strolling in the mall for a while, he is likely to leave right away. The most popular shopping place for men is the supermarket, where they are most likely to shop at will. This is especially true for men who have children, who are thus more likely to be persuaded by their kids and become attracted by exhibited products. After all, being a dad means being a provider for kids and looking after their daily necessities. This attitude is in line with their self-image. Paco Underhill also found that men like the act of paying. This is especially true when shopping with women, where they always insist on paying. During these moments, they quickly hand over the money to the cashier in order to demonstrate their masculinity. Now that we've talked about the shopping psychology of men, let's talk about that of women. A long time ago, the primary role of women was to collect roots, nuts, and berries. Women's biological traits equipped them with shopping techniques at birth. For women, shopping is a social activity. They like to discuss and exchange ideas with friends when shopping. Unlike the quick decision-making behavior of men, women undergo much more mental activity when shopping. During these experiences, they think over the use of the product and calmly analyze various reasons for buying it and not buying. They usually care about the quality and price of the product. Even if it's a small purchase, they will carefully select and compare it with other products. Women tend to take pride in their ability to select products. A survey shows that 63% of women will read the contents of a product's packaging at least once before buying. Moreover, women possess higher requirements for the shopping environment compared to men. They want to calmly and freely explore a shopping center according to their preferences, and do not wish to be squeezed nor bumped into by others during this activity. Also, they don't want to bend down to look for products placed at the bottom shelf or below the waist level. If a woman feels uncomfortable in a shopping environment, she will not continue to examine products nor buy things. Children are also a purchasing power which cannot be ignored. Nowadays, parents want to do their best to satisfy their children's needs and desires. When parents are too busy to stay with their kids, shopping itself becomes a pleasant activity used in order to improve the relationship between parents and children. When parents bring their kids to the shopping mall, children are pleased to accept various invitations offered by the shopping center. There, kids often like to treat recognizable TV characters as idols, just as if you were to worship an angel or God. Many supermarkets place animated characters in the kids' snacks and toy sections in order to grab children's attention. Everyone eventually grows old. For older people, a common feature they experience is poor eyesight. If words on advertisements and product manuals are too small, it will be difficult for the elderly to see them clearly. Another issue they experience is distinguishing between colors. After the cornea turns yellow, older people lose the ability to distinguish the subtle differences between colors. Moreover, older people have limited mobility and are reluctant to bend and stretch. Therefore, they also tend to need a comfortable place to rest after walking certain distances while shopping. Alright, that is all for the first part. Let's summarize what we learned about the various shopping habits of different groups. Men shop quickly, rarely check prices, and don't like to ask service staff for help. In contrast, women want to carefully choose what they buy and shop with friends. They also have higher requirements for the shopping environment, and hate shopping in an overcrowded place. Animated characters easily attract children, while older people have trouble with tiny words and colors without a sharp contrast due to their poor eyesight. In addition, older people are reluctant to bend and stretch due to limited mobility, and thus need comfortable seating while shopping. Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.